In this article, I offer some insights into Pakistan's current economic trajectory and the challenges that lie ahead. This review highlights key areas such as growth, stability, inflation, tax policies and fiscal discipline, providing a nuanced understanding of the nation's economic health. Over the past 3 years, Pakistan's economy has shown resilience, moving from a state of high inflation and low growth to a phase of low inflation and recovery. While the economy has averted a crisis, growth forecasts remain subdued. This transition signifies a move in the right direction but also indicates that sustained efforts are required to achieve robust and lasting growth. The subdued forecasts suggest underlying structural issues that need to be addressed for more optimistic projections. The country's journey from near collapse to a recovery mode is a testament to its resilience but also a reminder of the vulnerabilities that persist. Stability and CA dynamics. Pakistan's current account has achieved stability, a crucial development for maintaining economic equilibrium. However, this stability hinges on timely rollovers and meeting export and remittance targets. Dependence on external factors for maintaining stability highlights potential risks and uncertainties. Any disruptions in these areas could destabilize the economy. In the short term, uncertainties around the Trump tariff remain one possible source, though it can also trigger opportunities. In the medium term, continued access to the EU market in the wake of India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA, should remain an important goal. Diversifying sources of income and enhancing domestic productivity are vital to ensure long-term stability and reduce reliance on external aid and remittances. Inflation and monetary policy. The headline inflation has declined significantly, but overall price levels have not followed suit. Core inflation, which is almost 9%, continues to be the linchpin of monetary policy, indicating the challenge of managing inflationary pressures. The reduction in headline inflation is encouraging, but the persistence of high price levels suggests underlying structural issues in the economy. Managing core inflation requires a multifaceted approach that addresses demand-side and supply-side constraints. Furthermore, transparent and data-driven monetary policies are crucial for maintaining public confidence and ensuring economic stability. A reduction in interest rate from 22% to 12% is a significant positive development, and private sector credit has started to increase. Tax policies and tariffs reform. Pakistan's tax policy is undergoing positive changes with the expansion of the tax net to more sectors. However, tax rates remain punitively high. The government's intention to abolish the non-filers category is a step in the right direction.